Annie Fenimore is an award-winning blind artist who was told that by the age of 40 she would completely lose her sight. In response, she created a unique form of tactile art, which she's been showcasing all across the UK through exhibitions, workshops, collaborations, and public talks. Having founded Blind Alley Art, Annie now uses her tactile art to encourage anyone who's worried that their sight loss might be a barrier to art to not give up hope. And Annie also joins me now.
Hello there.
It seems that you live and breathe art, but has that always been the case?
Oh, no. I came to art much later in life. Because truthfully, I was absolutely terrified of it. I think it's that glaring moment when you have that sheet of paper in front of you and your mind goes blank. And I found this when I was a child at school. But then having lost my sight, it was as if all the barriers, the fears and the doubts and everything I feared about art just went away. And it left me with this wonderful feeling of total freedom of expression, and that's what I've been doing ever since. And I had no idea at the time where it was going to lead me, least of all, actually, art, because I am a writer. But the art came along kind of sideways, because we had, sadly, a family tragedy, and through that I had this compulsion to paint. And because at that time I did have a little effective residual vision, I used it to do my first four works. And it shows a little girl having fun by the seaside, and she's with her dog and she's in a hammock, and she is putting a hand out for a candy floss. And I did those as a tribute for my young granddaughter who died. When I was told that I would have no vision, I think that was the only time my stomach did that somersault. And then I sat there and thought, right, we know this, so what am I going to do? So I didn't see that as an ending. I saw it as a beginning.
And you've actually made some really clever adaptations for how you create your work.
I will use anything I can to make the shape or the subject or to build. My work is very different because it is tactile. And that means, of course, that I have to use sculpting gels, sculpting acrylics, the heavy body acrylic paints. I have to use anything I can to get that shape, and I have to start backwards. I have to start with the background and build that painting up until I feel that the image I have of it in my mind's eye is going to match. So I use anything, including muffin cases. And if you look on the website, you'll see poppies. That was done with muffin cases. And there's another one on the website I did with, I used the wonderful paper doilies that you would put on a plate just to cover the plate if you're going to put cakes on it, things like that. And I used that all squished up with PVA and made an image of three blousy yellow roses. So everything is usable. It's just seeing things and working with things very differently. What I do, knowing how to blend a colour to the colour that you want, and that's to blue and green, and you've got a nice soft turquoise, I take that a step further. And how I do that is quite simply to take the blue and place it down, and then the green and place it on top. And I continue that rhythm until I think I've got the turquoise that I need. Remember, I can't see it. But I also have the pen friend, the labeler. Up until I was introduced to that, I used to wear a big jacket with loads and loads of pockets, so I had to remember where all these colours were. But when the pen friend came along, it was wonderful. I needed to ask just once, what colour is this tube of paint? And then I would take the label and record the blue paint or whatever it might be, pop it in my tub, and it was easily found. So for me, I have no colour vision, and I have no vision full stop. But I use the pen friend. It is my friend. I couldn't do what I do without it.
Since your work is so tactile, does that mean when it's exhibited, we can actually touch it?
Oh, yes. This is the one thing I am so different from what I call the real fine artist. But I encourage everybody, and I've been very fortunate with exhibitions because I've shown my work throughout the UK. And I do encourage everybody to run their fingers over it. And I think the greatest compliment I can have at any exhibition is when there's someone thinking they're doing something quite wrong by tracing their fingers over the painting and they're caught doing it. And I say, please don't worry, it is the best thing you can do. And particularly with children, I have done a lot of work with children and those with learning disabilities. And I always encourage them to just trace their fingers over it.
You founded Blind Alley Art quite a while ago. Have you ever imagined how big it would become?
Well, the answer to that is a simple no. And to give you an example of why I'm still amazed is because I've just sent details for an exhibition, an open call in Hampstead in London for later on this year. I'm working too with Arts in Care Homes. We were talking the other day, and hopefully my new handbook, which is really an art portfolio, but I've done it in such a simple way, it's accessible for, I would think, everybody who wants to take an interest in art because it gives a description inside of how I do my work. So for me to be able to not only show my work and to share my methods and techniques, but to be able to share it, I think, is my greatest liking of everything I do.
Was it hard to work over the last year? Because obviously the pandemic happened. Everything is closed. You can't go to a gallery or an exhibition, and you definitely can't touch art.
No, and I think once we come through this, I think we really will kind of live like we haven't before. But as we all keep saying, the new normal will be very different to what we once believed. But as you can imagine, last year, all my exhibitions and workshops and programs were scuppered totally. But with this slight sort of light at the end of this lockdown tunnel, I think we're seeing some venues opening. And I'm hoping to get back in full harness really by the end of the summer, hopefully the autumn, but we must all be guided and take note of what the best way to deal with this is. But to be able to get back and to work one-to-one and to be able to stand in a gallery would be wonderful.
What words of encouragement would you give to anyone that perhaps would like to give art a try, or it's maybe an artist who is losing their sight and they're a bit concerned because they would like to continue making art?
I would say to everybody, if you've never attempted art, but you would really give it a try, just accept where you are, because I do find that if we do not accept where we are, and yes, I know how difficult it is, if we can accept where we are, use our strengths and remember to accept and adapt, anything and everything is possible.
To find out about your work, where should we go?
You will find it on Blind Alley, that's Alley, art. .com, or use your search engine just for Annie Fenimore and you'll see all the links there.
Fantastic. Annie from Blind Alley Art, it was a pleasure speaking with you on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's been my pleasure to take part, and I thank you all very much indeed.